This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. If you drive much around the Denver metro area, you have probably already noticed this. Traffic is pretty much back to pre-pandemic levels. A new report from the Denver Regional Council of Governments says vehicle miles traveled in the metro area hit 2019 levels last year. Max Monk wrote the report.
I think this sort of new normal, as we might call it, is continuing to evolve. I think generally, at the regional level, we're seeing a shift towards what those traditional commute patterns looked like before the pandemic.
Monk says the average person drives less than they used to, but population growth means traffic has rebounded. He also says remote work does continue to impact patterns for when exactly people are driving. Researchers at CSU and CU Boulder are one step closer to taking the forever out of forever chemicals. CPR's Molly Cruz reports.
A group of chemists have found a way to break down PFAS, man-made chemicals commonly found in nonstick cookware, paints, and cleaning products. Their new tool involves blasting the substances with LED lights. Rob Payton, a professor at the Colorado State University, says PFAS are everywhere.
They just hang around forever, right? They're really hard to actually degrade. And so this is why there's a lot of concern about sort of the buildup of PFAS in various places, like wastewater, in various parts of Colorado as well.
Until now, there has been no efficient way to remove forever chemicals from our environment. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
The National Park Service has withdrawn a plan to ban climbing anchors and bolts from wilderness areas. Eric Murdoff, the deputy director of the Access Fund, a climbing advocate group based in Boulder, says he's thrilled about the news.
So this win really preserves a lot of Colorado's history in terms of the outdoors.
The federal agency's announcement comes after more than a year of disputes between climbers